With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The former Prince Andrew was arrested and held for hours by British police Thursday on suspicion of misconduct in public office related to his links to Jeffrey Epstein, an extraordinary move in a country where authorities once sought to shield the royal family from embarrassment. Aboard Air Force One, President Trump was asked about the former Prince Andrew's arrest related to his Jeffrey Epstein links.
I think it's a shame. I think it's very sad. I think it's so bad for the royal family. It's a very, very sad. To me, it's a very sad thing. When I see that, it's a very sad thing to see it and to see what's going on with his brother, who's obviously coming to our country very soon, and he's a fantastic man, the king.
It was the first time in nearly four centuries that a senior British royal was placed under arrest. A display on the lives of slaves owned by George Washington is being put back up at the President's House archaeological site in Philadelphia.
Workers are restoring an exhibit on slavery that was removed from the National Historical District at Independence Mall in Philadelphia. That's ahead of a Friday deadline set by a U.S. district judge. Last March, President Trump signed an executive order calling for public monuments to be uplifting. The abrupt removal of the exhibit set off a lawsuit by the city and other supporters. In her injunction, Judge Cynthia Roof compared the administration to the totalitarian regime in the novel 1984, saying an agency cannot arbitrarily decide what is true based on the whims of new leadership. The Justice Department is appealing her order. I'm Jennifer King.
Authorities in California say it will be at least another day before crews can attempt to recover the bodies of eight people killed in an avalanche and search for one other who remains missing but is presumed dead. This is SRN News. Chuck Schumer embraces gay pride.
The Democratic senator from New York has introduced legislation that would give the rainbow gay pride flag the same federal protections afforded to the United States flag. His action follows the Trump administration's decision not to fly the pride flag at a gay pride memorial in New York. Schumer refers to the Stonewall site as, quote, sacred ground. His legislation is unlikely to pass in the Republican majority Congress, and some critics say it's a political stunt. Michael Harrington reporting.
Pastor Greg Laurie will hold a Harvest Crusade in Canton, Ohio this summer. The one-night evangelistic event is scheduled to take place June 13th at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. Laurie, who leads the Harvest Megachurch in California, holds several such events each year. It will be free and open to the public and will feature Christian recording artists, including Chris Tomlin and Jeremy Camp. This is SRN News. NASA's new boss is blasting Boeing and the space agency for Starliner's botched flight that left two astronauts stuck at the International Space Station. Bob Agnew reports.
Administrator Jared Isaacman said Thursday poor leadership and decision-making at Boeing led to Starliner's troubles. He also blamed NASA managers for failing to intervene and get Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams back more quickly. Two test pilots spent more than 9 months at the station before catching a lift back with SpaceX last March. Isaacman says Starliner's problems must be better understood and fixed before any more astronauts strap in. Bob Agnew reporting.
A Virginia court is temporarily blocking Democrats from preparing for an April voter referendum to redraw the state's congressional maps. The ruling hands Democrats another setback in their efforts to pick up four more U.S. House seats in the national redistricting battle. More details at SRNNews.com.